Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. This time, let's catch up with one of the organizations in Portland that is really successful at helping out the addicted and homeless. Let's talk with Union Gospel Mission. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Jason Christensen. Jason is the executive director of the Union Gospel Mission. Hey there, Jason. Welcome back to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you, Gary, for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
So give me an update on what's been happening with Union Gospel Mission lately.
Well, first of all, I just want to really thank the public for their response to our Operation Overcoat that we just conducted over the last 2 months. And that because of people's generosity, we were able to distribute over 600 backpacks to our homeless neighbors and equipping them with, you know, coats and warm shoes and boots and gloves, things that they will need to get to the elements this winter. So we're really grateful for how people came through for that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that too. Was this the first time you've been able to do Operation Overcoat in person?
Well, you know, what we did is we have gone mobile in that we have taken the items to people in the camps where they are in the tent cities, but also distributed from our location downtown in Old Town as well.
And what's coming up for the holidays? It's hard to believe, but the holidays are right around the corner.
They are here. Well, for Thanksgiving, we're going to be serving our traditional Thanksgiving meal with turkey and all the fixing at our location downtown. This is the first time in 2 years, because of the pandemic, we weren't able to do this. But now it's the first time we're going to be able to open up our dining room so guests can actually come in, sit down, eat if they'd like. And we're going to plan on serving 300 meals on a first-come, first-served basis. And we're also going to serve a traditional Thanksgiving dinner at our overnight winter shelter with our church partner, Central Nazarene, over in Southeast Portland as well. So the folks that access emergency shelter at night, the cold weather shelter, will be able to get a meal there as well. In addition to the holiday meals, we're putting together 900 Thanksgiving food baskets that will include a voucher for turkey or ham and veggies, and then all the sides and the dessert for a complete meal for that will serve a family of six. And these will mostly be distributed through our church partners and other nonprofits that work with low-income families. And then Christmas will come around and we'll do the same thing again.
Well, it sounds like you've got some big plans for the holidays. That's really great.
Yeah. And it's nice to be able to work also with, our nonprofit and church partners as well. Because, Union Gospel Mission is known for serving our homeless brothers and sisters, but also there are people who are housed that are, have been stretched either by inflation, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, and don't have the ability to have these things to celebrate a meal. And so, again, with our partners, we're able to get baskets into their hands as well.
Tell me about what you're seeing with the population that you work with. I mean, we're just coming out of a pandemic. Some people are still deeply involved in the pandemic. You know, it's really affecting their lives still. And as soon as we start getting some normalcy back, inflation hits, and it's just, gosh, tell me what's going on.
Well, you know, there's certainly that pressure that's working on, you know, again, those families that are living paycheck to paycheck, the lack of affordable housing, or, you know, for folks, might leave them either couch surfing, you know, with family or friends, or some will eventually be reduced to, you know, maybe living in their vehicles and that. And so we certainly want to be there to support them in their time of need. And again, if we can, you know, sometimes it's the little things, if we can provide, you know, like the meals and things like that, that to keep their expenses in check, to keep them where they are in a safe, secure location, then we're happy to do that, provide that service.
We're talking today with Jason Christensen, Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission. Jason, I know you've been with the mission for, what, 2 years now? 2.5 years?
Coming up on 2 years, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of the history with Union Gospel Mission. You guys have been around for a long time.
We'll be coming up on 100 years, believe it or not. It's interestingly, is the problems that existed when we were founded are still with us today. You know, people struggling with addiction, poverty and houselessness, that they are still with us today. And so we continue to do what we do. You know, we're a faith-based organization, and, you know, when we believe that, you know, when Scripture tells us that the poor will always be with us, we see that not as a burden, but as opportunity to share love for our neighbor. And so we will continue to with our ministry.
How do you do that? Search and rescue is a big part of that, isn't it?
I'm glad you asked that, Gary. Thank you. And I think this is the most, I think, of one of the best-kept secrets that is out there. It's our mobile outreach, where we actually go out and visit the camps and the tent cities all across the Portland metro area. The neat thing about search and rescue is developing the relationships. What I love to see going out there is that our volunteers and our staff know the people out in the camps on a name-to-name basis, and they know us on a name-to-name basis. And a lot of times, people who find themselves in situations where they're houseless really have a deep distrust of people. Life has not been kind to them, and so they are skeptical of anybody who's offering help. And when we are there, and when we get the opportunity to develop relationship with them, we can develop trust. And that has led to a lot of things. It can be simple things, you know, just a referral to, it might be the VA. Or somebody might be eligible for Social Security benefits they didn't realize they had, and that can put them on a path of self-sufficiency. It could be a thing like getting an ID or getting access to medical appointments. We see our role and responsibility is coming alongside and helping them navigate what can be a very complex system of services. Here's the neat thing. Last year, we were able to help 259 individuals get off the streets. That's 259 fewer tents that are out there because of our search and rescue mobile outreach services. People are now living in permanent supportive housing because Union Gospel Mission was there, developed the rapport with them, developed trust, and was able to get them off the streets and into services.
That is something that should be shouted from the rooftops. That's really incredible. And like you say, that's maybe a best-kept secret that should not be a secret any longer.
Well, and I really appreciate the efforts of the city and the county. I know that they are, you know, they allocated $18 million last fall for tiny home villages. That they were going to set up 6 villages. I know they've got one of them operating. That is meaningful to anybody who can get into those camp arrangements and into those tiny home settings. That's going to accommodate about 300 to 400 people. Union Gospel Mission, simply just through the efforts of volunteers in going out in the villages, we're able to do similar, have a similar impact, and we were able to get almost 260 people off of the streets and into permanent supportive housing.
With search and rescue, what is that relationship building like? How do you get started with that, and how long does it take?
Sometimes it starts with just a simple peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a cup of coffee. Yeah. That's really what it is. We will go into the camps with our van, light on top, and so people know. We'll announce that we're there and open up the van, set out a table, and distribute the sack lunches. And make coffee available, or something to drink. A lot of times, people think this is only a cold weather event. No, this is something that we do year round. We'll make cold beverages available, and some clean clothing, during the warm weather months and that. But it's those opportunities for just to come and talk. Hey, what's your name? How are you doing? Where would you like to see yourself? Is this where you want to be? Where would you like to see yourself in 6 months? And how can we help you get there? We want to help you do that. How can we do that for you? That's where it begins.
The generosity goes a long ways. And just getting to know somebody's name and using their name when you speak to them, that just shows such dignity, first of all. And think about your own personal experience. When somebody knows your name and addresses you by name, you feel almost honored to be around them, and it's like they've become a friend.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Gary. The word dignity is so important. And when you can call somebody by their first name, or, I was there last week and I see you again and I remembered your name, that is so meaningful for people who, again, as I've mentioned before, life has been unkind to them. Whatever may have happened, that they have found themselves in their current situation, for someone to recognize them as a human being. We have become a very calloused culture. We will drive by and we will see tents and we might scoff. We might see the trash accumulating there and think, oh, if that wasn't there anymore. But inside those tents are human beings. I like to think of, anytime you go by a scrapyard, every car that is in there started off with 0 miles on the odometer. Every vehicle had that new car smell. And it's almost the same with human beings. Something happened to them. This person came into this world innocent, and we don't know what circumstances led them to where they are now living this life, maybe in a tent or in their car, ostracized from family, cast away in that. And to be able to speak to somebody on a name-to-name basis says, I recognize you and I appreciate you, who you are, and I feel for you and your struggle. How can I help you? It goes such a long way.
I would assume the people you work with in search and rescue sometimes just feel forgotten.
But no question. There's no question. And I think of two, especially the female population, who are terrified. It is a very dangerous place to be, and there's a lot of exploitation that takes place, and it's sometimes a hard conversation to have and explain to others, but what counts as currency for living on the streets is awful to think about how women, what they have to do just to survive and protect themselves. And so that's why we're really grateful that we've been very fortunate to have female outreach workers who can connect with women who are living on the streets, who have are a little more trustful of them than they would be, say, our male volunteers and workers.
That, yeah, that makes a lot of sense right there. We're talking today with Jason Christensen, Executive Director of Union Gospel Mission. So let's talk about Life Change. You have a program called Life Change for men, women, and children. Tell me about that and the Union Gospel Mission.
We do, and that is for a lot of folks who are ready to come off the streets and put themselves on a track that will get them to become more self-reliant. And what we offer is really a safe, healing place for folks. It pulls them out of that vortex of addiction or homelessness. It may be abuse. Somebody might be fleeing a situation, domestic violence. It pulls them out of that. And so they're no longer having to worrying about just surviving. You know, I used the term earlier in our conversation about paycheck to paycheck. There are people that are living on the streets that are living minute by minute. And it is a case of survival for a lot of folks. And by being in Life Change, they are then afforded a safe, healing environment where they're cared for and loved on by our staff and volunteers. And then through the course of their stay there, which can be up to 2 years, they can get life skills training to where they can make better decisions for themselves, be it financial decisions, relationship decisions, and to, again, put themselves in a position to be successful so when they do leave our program, they are equipped to sustain themselves and not fall back into that cycle of poverty, addiction, or abuse.
It's really important to try to break that cycle, isn't it?
It is. And we also want to create some normalcy. And I, you know, like with the holidays coming, and I tell you, I was at our women's program last night being Halloween. And it was so much fun because we had volunteers that come in earlier and put together gift bags. And these baskets with the gift bags, and in each of the rooms, the moms, the residents were able to entertain our trick-or-treating children that were coming through. And it's, you know, for a child who may have been going from couch to couch or living in a car or living in a tent, to experience what other kids get to experience was just, it was really a joy to see. And we call it happy noise. Yeah, there's a lot of sugar that's involved with it. But it was just so delightful to see the children being kids and getting to do kids things.
It's probably not all that often they get to be kids if they don't have a secure place to live.
They don't. And, you know, the holidays are really, they're a hard time for folks. And it can be kind of tricky. It can be a reminder that, you know, of their economic circumstances, or maybe, again, they were in a domestic violence situation. And so we want to, again, we want to provide that safe, healing environment for them and to let them know that they're loved and that, yeah, life can get back to normal. This is how life should be for you. It shouldn't be living moment to moment, paycheck to paycheck, that you can not just survive, but thrive.
You guys have are building a new center for homeless women and children. Talk to me about that. It's a new facility.
We are. It's over at 185th, and we broke ground on it back in June. And right now we're going through the excavation process and laying the foundation. And come this January, we're very excited that you'll start to see concrete being poured and steel coming out of the ground. The great thing about this is it's going to double our capacity to serve our homeless women and their children. We will see with this new facility, over the course of a decade, 2,000 women and their kids served through Women's Life Change out there.
When do you expect those doors to open?
January of 2023.
Oh, so not
excuse
that.
Me, 2024.
Okay. 2024. Yep. I was going to say, that's not too far away. Yeah, you guys are building fast.
My building manager is scratching his head. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
But still, even in about a year and a half's time, that's a pretty good, it's pretty fast.
We're very excited about it. It'll be obviously a new modern structure in that. And we'll be able to, we're grateful for our current facility in that, but it is an aging facility. And we are limited in our capacity, or we can only serve so many women and their kids. This will double our ability to do that.
Yeah, that's exciting. Union Gospel Mission is a nonprofit 501c3. So tell me, where does your funding come from?
It comes from the generosity of people throughout the Portland metro area and those who believe in the mission and what we do and serve. We aren't the recipient of any federal or state, or local tax dollars. It really comes down to the generosity of individuals, companies, and foundations.
Yeah, the generosity of people in the area. That's really great. And volunteers are kind of along the same lines, right? You've got a lot of volunteers. Tell me about your volunteers.
We do, and they're key. And I also want to recognize to some of our important church partners. Because we're actually opening tonight. Tonight will open up the cold weather season, and Central Nazarene Church in Southeast Portland has been a wonderful partner. They open up their sanctuary every night, and that allows us to bring in 35 to 40 people who are out on the streets needing emergency shelter, just want to come and get out of the elements. And so we staff it with volunteers. And also, we also have a couple of Union Gospel Mission staff members. We will help check people in, get them set up with their pads and blankets and that, and oversee things through the night, and then send them off in the morning with a little breakfast and coffee and that. And then we'll come back the next night and do it all over again. And so we're really grateful that people have, being like Central Nazarene, opening up their doors to help our houseless neighbors.
Yeah, that's amazing, really.
And this will go on through the end of March, too. It starts tonight and will go through the end of March.
I was seeing on the news this morning the kind of winter outlook forecast for this upcoming winter, and it looks a little wet, apparently, especially through the end of 2022. And then come 2023, there's a pretty good chance of snow in January and February.
yeah. That's where we'll really be, relying upon, again, like our partner organizations like Central Nazarene, and having volunteers come in and assist us with those overnight shelters.
The Union Gospel Mission is having a winter clothing drive in association with one of our Odyssey radio stations, 105.1 The Buzz. Tell me about the winter clothing drive.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. And we're actually we're going to do a collection at Washington Square Mall. It'll be not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, November 12th, from noon to 2. And so any gently used coats, warm shoes, boots, we would love to take them in. If they're just sitting in your closet, taking up space, we know we can put them to good use. So, that would be a Saturday, November 12th at Washington Square Mall.
What are some of the items you need most? I've always heard that socks tend to be one of the most desired items.
Yes, socks and coffee, because we will actually use that to go out and search and rescue. And we'll use that at our warm weather shelter. Blankets, sleeping bags, coats, warm shoes, and boots are really the key items for us.
We've got about a minute to go. Tell me about where people can find out more information, whether they would like to volunteer with your organization, or maybe if they need some help. Let us know where we can get some more information.
Yes, our website is our hub, and so and there's a list of opportunities where we need volunteers, especially over the holidays. We could use help at our downtown location, and also at our thrift store. Thrift stores are a great program where people in our Life Change program get work therapy. They learn how we operate the business in that, and they're able to get some time in. But we also can sometimes be a little overwhelmed with people's generosity, their donation of clothes and household items. So we could always use volunteers at our thrift store location, Tigard. And as always, we could always use cash. If people wish to donate, they can go to our website at ugmportland.org and make a contribution there. Or again, find out about volunteer opportunities where if you want to donate your time, you can do that as well.
Yeah, ugmportland.org is a great place to go just to catch up on Union Gospel Mission and look at some great stories. And it's a great website and a big donate button. Don't forget that.
Yes.
Well, this has been great, Jason. Thank you so much for being on the show, as always. We get a chance to talk a couple times a year.
Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity.
It's always great to chat with you. We've been talking with Jason Christensen, Executive Director of Union Gospel Mission. Thanks again.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.